B-Pod Studios.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's the Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
Things weren't all bad yesterday at the Bruins game. I mean, you know, if you weren't excited by what happened on the ice, at least... by the way, it's the Get Up Crew, Hot 96.9. Good morning, everybody. So like I was saying, if you weren't excited about what happened on the ice, at least you could have been excited by what was happening in the stands, particularly... It's always the people in the people who have the worst seats in the house, the people who have their backs literally against the wall. It's like, it's the combination, I think, of having the worst seats, mm-hmm. having your team losing,
mm-hmm.
and, well, let's be honest. Before any of those things, it's the alcohol.
Liquor.
It's always the alcohol.
Hell yeah.
It's always the alcohol. And this fight was caught on video. And there's the funny thing about this. It's like every fight that happens, if you've never been to a sports event and seen a fight live, there's always a consistency to it. It's two drunk guys going at it. And then like the people shouting in the background is always, there's always somebody who goes like, who just listen.
Hey!
There's always one person that's like, hey, 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 hey.
F you.
And then there's always the person just screaming, like, you know, just antagonizing it more.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck you.
If you see the video of this fight, it's classic because it's...
It's on our page if you want to see it, our Facebook
page. Okay, so it's like an older dude versus a younger dude, which is awesome. It's always the older guy being mad because the younger guy doesn't take him seriously. So the older guy's like, oh, you want to fight an old man? That's how it starts. And then every time, the real good fights always have another fight that randomly starts to the side.
Right.
And this one had them both.
Classic.
All of a sudden you see these two dudes rolling down the seats. And then you look to the left and two other guys randomly throwing punches.
Oh my God.
I don't even think they were friends with either dude.
You forgot the first part though. The dude that was like, you want to fight an old man?
Yeah.
Someone threw a drink on him.
Yeah.
Like completely drenched him in beer.
Drinks always get thrown. God, I love fights at sporting events. They're just the most...
Hey, 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 hey!
The worst is like when you almost feel it coming. Like when you feel it coming with somebody in front of you and somebody behind you and you're like, oh, no!
I hate those people.
Oh, I love it!
I really do.
I love it. So... Here's the thing, and please, you know, I know, in common sense land, in Facty McFactorson world, we shouldn't be doing those things, but it's too entertaining to stop, so let's please continue those. Now, here's the question. I was saying that liquor played a large part in all of this, so think back to your belligerent drinking days.
Back to?
Well, I was going to say...
Last weekend? What are you talking about?
I was going to say, could have been a couple years ago, could have been a couple months ago, could have been a couple weeks ago, could have been a couple of days ago. What is the dumbest thing that you got into a fight about?
Oh, God.
Because you were drunk.
Oh, my God.
The dumbest thing.
See, you could stop right after the dumbest thing you got in a fight, but then add the because you were drunk.
Because you were drunk, because those are the best. 617-288-1969. Larry.
Yeah.
Were you so drunk that this is what you thought happened, or is this what actually happened?
Nah, it actually happened.
Okay, what happened? Go ahead.
I was in a bar. And it must have been like a little people's convention or something in there. And, you know, I started making fun of them, joking, saying all stuff. And people would give me crap. And one of them was in front of me. And I put my drink down on top of his head. Just left it there.
Oh, my God.
And started fighting like, you know, 15, 20 little people. You know?
Oh, my God.
It was crazy.
You didn't feel bad, like, fighting with someone half your size?
I mean, you got to do what you got to do, right?
Oh I mean, at that point, it was he had to defend himself.
That's true.
Why don't you just don't do it?
Right. Again, that fellas, that's common sense world. We're talking about...
Sorry, I know.
It's too... When you're drunk, common sense goes out the window. Sean.
Yeah.
Tell me
All right, so we're out for a work outing thing, and we're in the Cape.
and we go to this bar, and they have a bachelorette party going on, and my buddy's dancing with all these girls, whatever, and this kid with this, like, really nice button-up shirt just, like, kind of pushes us all out of the way, tries to get in between, tries to stop the whole grooving that's going on, and my buddy looks at him, and the guy looks at him, and then they just start fighting, and so he ends up on the floor. I'm trying to help him up, because they start, like, trying to kick him or whatever, and I just start hitting people and trying to get him up, and then the bouncers rush in, and we're, like, literally pushing all these bouncers out of the way, and they're like, you guys have to go.
For no
reason.
Basically,
it all started over. The kid had a better shirt or something.
Oh, my God. Ashley.
Yeah?
Who did you fight?
An old-ass lady.
Why?
Because I was at a Chinese food restaurant with my friend, and it wasn't so much me being drunk, it was more of her. We were going to leave, and she was outside drunk already, and she just randomly accused us of stealing her purse that was inside. And so I called her an old bitch, and she, Lomo walked over to me and started, like, cat-flapping me. So I had no choice but to, like, I ended up having to really beat up this old lady.
Oh, and her, my God. How old would you think she was? Like, when you say old.
Probably, like, 57 years old.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is... Hey, look, I mean, you had to defend yourself. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to stop? You don't know. She might have crazy gorilla strength, even though she's an old lady.
I had to, like, grab her arms to stop her. Like, I tried to grab to stop her, but, like, her hand slipped, and I didn't know what else to do, so I just ended up having to go.
That's beautiful.
There's nothing worse than when someone tries to run up on you with, like, those bitch slaps. The whack, 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 whack. Like, yeah. like, come on, really? Learn how to fight.
Really? How often has that happened to you?
I was going to say, speaking of someone who's never been in a fight in my entire life. Yes.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.